In the headlines, government describes Barbados's declining population as a crisis that needs to be addressed and is considering a number of proposals to deal with the matter. Prime Minister Motley's call for a weekend of prayer and reflection gets general support from church leaders, analysts and members of the public. And a key church figure complains about declining respect for religion in the country and calls on the government to give the church more prominence in state activities. The latest with the on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good evening, I am Ronald Clark. Government warns that Barbados's declining population presents a crisis that needs to be addressed and says it is now considering a number of proposals to deal with the matter. Speaking in the House of Assembly today, Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley said that some of the proposals contained in the new Barbados Population Policy document have far-reaching implications. The Prime Minister was speaking as the House resumed debate on a resolution to take note of the population policy. Prime Minister Motley stressed that the declining working age population has implications for social security and tax receipts, and stressed that taking action cannot be further delayed.
Our country is in a crisis with respect to an aging and declining population. And our country needs now to take decisions that may be difficult for some, but necessary for all. We have the ability to manage this. We have done it in the past, and the situation we find ourselves in today was forestalled by literally the number of persons who were here from within CARICOM in the late 1990s and the early 2000s. The country lost them, and it is paying the price of having lost them, both in terms of our tax receipts, but also in terms of our national insurance and social security stability. Singapore made a decision to grow its land and to grow its population. Barbados has made decisions in the past to grow its land and may well make decisions again in its future to grow its land. But it must for sure grow its population.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Church leaders support the Prime Minister's call for a weekend of prayer and reflection in response to a resurgence of gun violence and complain that the country appears to be turning away from God and losing respect for the church. Senior church figures Apostle Lucille Baird and Reverend David Durant were reacting to last evening's statement by the Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley, in which she appealed for a national effort to build what she called a common peace. The Prime Minister wants the country to pause for 5 minutes at midday on Saturday for silent reflection, and also said the country must immediately address the absence of religious and moral grounding of the nation's children. Apostle Dr. Lucille Baird, senior pastor of Mount Zion's Missions, tell Starcom Network News that the prominence of the church in national life needs to be restored. She fears that Barbadians are turning away from God.
The nation and country that does not respect God will perish. And we're in a place where people have forgotten God. We just learned that there's several thousand Barbadians. It says 62,000. They came and corrected that. If it's 6,000 that believe that there's no God, and they are atheists, we are in trouble. Because anytime you turn away from God, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And we're at a real serious place in our country right now, where people have turned their backs on God, disrespected God, and disrespected the church.
Apostle Dr. Baird fears that Barbadians are turning away. She supports the weekend of prayer, but wants the government to go further.
So yes, I support Prime Minister in her call for pray for peace and so on, but I want to remind her that apart from this time, this time now, presently, where we're praying, at all times the church must be given that place to speak, to pray, to be brought to the table, and to be duly respected for who she is as the voice of God and the entity of God. Get her into the schools. The children have gone astray. We're losing our children. We're losing generations of our children because they're not following any mandate for prayer anymore. All the things that we've seen is just a result of what we have sown.
Apostle Dr. Lucille Baird, Senior Pastor of Mount Zion Missions. Reverend David Durant, Senior Pastor of Restoration Ministries, echoed similar sentiments but also issued a special appeal for young men to put down the guns and turn away from crime and violence.
We cannot afford to carry on this spate of violence and murders and assassinations. It's affecting families, it's affecting our communities and our parishes, and it's also going to affect our tourism that so many lives are depending on to make a living in this island. Let's think about each other. Let's be our brother's keeper. And let's put down the weapons. And let's seek for peace, reconciliation, working things out, communicating on the matter. And let's resolve issues in a more peaceable manner.
Reverend David Durant, Senior Pastor of Restoration Ministries. Prime Minister Motley's Director of Citizen Engagement and Media Relations, Roy Morris, is urging the public to become more engaged in the fight against crime. Mr. Morris was speaking to moderator Dr. Christina Hines on today's edition of VOB's Down to Brass Tacks.
See something, say something. It really is just an expansion of that. If you are engaged, if you are involved, if you are participating, then you are part of the solution. And that is what Prime Minister is trying to get people to do. To participate. Now, the specifics of the program, STEP, I can't speak to that. But I know that what it refers to is to getting every Barbadian engaged in creating the kind of safe, secure society that we all wish for and that some of us who are a little older can recall being comfortable in.
Government's Director of Citizen Engagement and Media Relations, Roy Morris, speaking to moderator Dr. Christina Hines on today's edition of Down to Brass Tacks on VOB 92.9 FM. That program will be repeated at midnight. On the streets of Bridgetown, some members of the public objected to bail being granted for violent crimes, and others called for the resumption of the death penalty.
The problem that we got about here is that the small man don't bring in guns, so we got to deal with the head first before we think we're dealing with the bottom. Simple as that.
Yeah, you agree with the message, right? We want more drastic law about these things because look, people that don't murder and get locked up in prison, they get no bail to come back up to do the same thing. Then with a youngster, people that's condemned for murder never get bail. Case finished and Mr. Hang, they will get hang. I'll ask the Mr. Come home, they will come home.
Tell the Prime Minister to start using the loose on these people. Start hanging people.
They need to get more serious about it. Don't let you talk about it, but they need to work on it. Those people are just going there taking people's lives innocently. Need to be hanged. They should not be walking about the streets freely.
They should not be getting bail. They need to go back to law courts and re-legislate this thing.
Reaction from members of the public. A Costa Rican visitor has been found dead in the pool at Rockley Country Club in Christchurch where he was staying. Police say the man arrived on the island last Friday with a number of friends and was scheduled to depart this coming Saturday. And the Seismic Research Centre of the St. Augustine campus of the University of the West Indies says Dominica has been experiencing a burst of volcanic earthquakes. Top story in the evening edition, government describes Barbados' declining population as a crisis that needs to be addressed and is considering a number of proposals to deal with the matter. And that's the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. I am Ronald Clark. Good evening.